Record with Brittany Rose here at 100.7 The Tiger. Y'all, we have amazing talent around here in Louisiana, and unfortunately, a lot of times they move away. Well, one of my favorite, I guess you could say, local artists that's from Louisiana is CJ Solar. He moved away from Nashville. He left us, but I actually have him on the phone right now to chit-chat about him coming back to Tiger Country soon. How you doing today, CJ?
I'm doing great, Brittany. Thanks for having me.
Man, so you're coming to the Manship Theater on the 24th. I'm really excited about the show because you've played at the Manship a couple of times, but you have never gotten a chance to really bring your full band, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, we had a show booked in Ruston for this weekend, and I was like, man, it's the weekend before Halloween.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a good time. The weather's always starting to feel good. No way to make a show work in the hometown. So the Manship was really excited to bring the full band in for the first time after we'd done so many songwriter shows over there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. And kind of an extra special twist on the show this time.
Ooh, what do you mean there's a special twist?
Thing about this show being a little bit different is that we're going to do the first, like, hour-ish is going to be all my stuff for the most part.
I love that.
And then the second hour, we're gonna take a little intermission. We're come back out, and we're going to do, like, a greatest hit set of Lynyrd Skynyrd. So just for Halloween. So that's been a lot of fun to work up with the dudes in the band, and, you know, we're kind of encouraging everybody to dress up like 70s Halloween kind of stuff. I know it's like about a week before Halloween, but I'm counting it as the weekend before Halloween. So hoping people kind of dress up and kind of come get the little Halloween party on with us.
I'm a huge Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, so I know you are as well. So I'm really much so looking forward to that. Let's talk about your new song, Silver Bullets. It has very much so a rock and roll feel, like a Lynyrd Skynyrd feel almost.
Yeah, so the last couple tunes I put out were all kind of written around the same time and with the same little crew of people, and man, they just kind of rocked, and it was a cool, my next stuff still rocks a little bit, but this batch that I've done was definitely a little extra hard rocking, and I had my buddy Jerry James Nichols actually feature on guitar on this Silver Bullet song, and he's world famous, one of the best guitar players in the world from Guitar Player Magazine and all these huge write-ups, and has become a really good buddy of mine over the last couple of years, and I was talking to him about playing on a song and showed him that one. He's like, dude, that's the one. So was thrilled to have him come in and solo. He's got such an identifiable sound and just really helped the song rock even more, and yeah, it's just a little extra rocking. So, yeah, we'll definitely be rocking pretty hard, at least for a country band at the Manship, and then doing a little Skynyrd, which also rocks. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, that is so exciting. Like I said, huge Skynyrd fan, so this is going to be an awesome show. You get some really great country music, but you get some really great rock music as well. And always, we love your music. So if you want to go listen to CJ's songs, you obviously get a lot of CJ's, Solar's own songs, but throwing in the Lynyrd Skynyrd as well, so it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah, mixed crowd.
We're also going to play, you know, some of the stuff I've written for Morgan Wallen and Jason Aldean, and you know, some girls for Jameson. Some of the hits that I've written for other people, we're going to be sneaking into that.
I was going to ask you if you're going to play some of the songs that we all kind of know and love from other artists. And when you do play those songs, do you play them how, I guess you could say, Morgan Wallen or your other artists that have covered them, or I say covered them, but have recorded them, do you play them like them, or do you play them like how you originally did it?
I mean, we definitely do them my way.
Yeah,
but
I would say
that the artists that did them definitely didn't do them too differently, you know.
Right.
Just kind of sounds a little bit more like me than them, but yeah, I definitely don't mess them up to the point where people can't recognize them. So yeah, people definitely feel very similar. Just got a little bit more CJ on them. So
we're looking forward to the show, the 24th at the Manship. You can get your tickets at the Manship website, or we are giving away tickets here at 100.7 The Tiger. You can head on over to Tiger's Facebook page and you can like the post and even share the post for an extra chance to win. You can win your way in for free again on Tiger's Facebook page. And CJ, we just appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chit chat with us. Really looking forward to this extra special twist of a show. Like I said, this is like no other show I've ever heard of, so really exciting. I cannot wait to see you.
Well, I can't wait to come back down, and thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you. 100.7 The Tiger.